There are a million reasons South Dakota pheasant hunting is the greatest. The birds, sure, but more than that, it's the camaraderie. It's gravel roads and good company. It's walking a field with a dog out front and your favorite people by your side. That's why South Dakota's the greatest. Make a memory this season in the world's best pheasant country. Get your license, find land maps, and plan your adventure at huntthegreatestsd.com.
No games on the schedule? That doesn't stop us from talking football. It's time for the Pick and Save Wisconsin Football Coaches Association Show. Presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Here are your hosts, past WFCA president and associate head coach at Arrowhead, Tom Swiddle, and the Fans High School insider, big time Mike McGivern.
Oh, welcome back, I hope, to the Pick and Save Wisconsin Football Coaches Association show presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. I'm Mike McGivern. My co-host is Tom Swiddle, associate head coach at Arrowhead. Tom, you there?
I am here.
There we go. Look at that. Just like that, Jeff got us all fixed. Our next guest, he's Taylor Lucas, offensive line coach and run game coordinator, UW-Stevens Point. Taylor, how you doing today?
I'm doing well. I appreciate you guys having me on.
Yeah, you bet. Hey, congratulations on, I guess a boy can go home, right? You played college football at UW-Stevens Point, and you're back on that coaching staff. And how does it feel to be back on that campus?
It's been awesome. I tell you what, you know, it's as a player, you know, it was great. I fell in love with Stevens Point, and then the opportunity to come back and sit in a different chair and kind of look across the desk versus looking at the desk is – it's been an awesome opportunity. It's been an awesome 3 months for me, and I'm blessed and lucky to be where I am today. So it's just great. I can't say enough about it.
Well, you know, Mike, a couple weeks ago we were talking on a show about the clinic, and you asked me, you know, what is the one session that you're going to go see? And I said, well, I'm going to go watch Taylor Lucas speak, you know, former player of mine. And first of all, I want to thank Taylor for coming on because, we had an opening this week, and you know, he's. I asked him if he wouldn't mind coming on, and he gratefully accepted that. So thank you for that, Taylor. But anyway, you know, I it's always interesting to go watch a young coach do a presentation like that, especially at a state clinic like ours. And I have to tell you, Taylor, you did a great job yesterday. You knocked them dead in there, and. And, you know, it just made me think, you know, for a young guy, you look like a seasoned presenter.
Well, I appreciate it, Coach. You know, it's funny. I was on the way down to Madison. I gave a shout. One of my closest mentors and one of the guys I rely heavily on is Marty Costello. He was my offensive line coach last year, Stevens Point. Is now the offensive line coach up in for the Winnipeg Blue Bombers. Just won a Grey Cup last year. And I told him I was speaking here. I'm like, do you have any advice? He's like, how old are you? I'm like, I'm 26. And he's like, you're talking at the Wisconsin State Clinic? Holy hell, man, that's pretty good. it was an awesome opportunity. And, you know, I was fired up to you know, kind of give back. And you know, the people of the coaches in this state, and Coach, you included, have done so much for me. I wanted to give an opportunity to kind of give back and share some knowledge that I gained in, I guess, my short career thus far. But, no, it was awesome, and I really appreciated the opportunity. It was a lot of fun.
Hey. Talk a little bit about your journey, Taylor. I mean, you've been a few places. Again, you're a young guy, but you've been around a little bit.
Yeah, no, you know, the old adage is it's all about who you know, and it truly is. So, like I said, I guess going all the way back to high school, I grew up – I'm from Milwaukee originally, moved up to Door County when I was in all the way back in first grade. I lived up there for 10 years, went to Southern Door High School. For 3 years, and then my senior year, my dad, who's an athletic trainer, now the athletic director at West Dallas Hale, took the athletic training job at Brookfield Central, and so we had to relocate my senior year, and it was a little bit of a shell shock, but I moved down to Brookfield, went to Brookfield East, and played for Coach Swiddle, and I think really that springboarded me into my coaching career, my playing career, and then my coaching career too. I went to Stevens Point, was fortunate to play for Tom Janelle, who's a great coach, and you know, really kind of led me in the direction of coaching. I met We had a really great staff there. Tony Aker, who's now the head coach at Lawrence, was our receivers coach. And I'll never forget it. I went down to the convention, the WFCA clinic when I was a freshman in college because I knew I wanted to coach. And I'll never forget, he put his arm around me. He said, hey, I'm going to hire you the first opportunity I get. And little did I know, right after I graduated, that it'd be literally a month after I graduated, I get a call from Tony Aker. He's the offensive coordinator at Carroll at the time. Was like, hey, I want you to come be a graduate assistant at Carroll and down in Waukesha. So I'm like, hey, let's go. I'm all in. And so I was down there for 2 years, and it was awesome. Being an offensive lineman in college, getting the opportunity to learn and to teach tight ends and fullbacks was something that was really great for me because it forced me to learn pass game because that was something that I didn't understand really at all as an offensive lineman. So that was a great opportunity. I stayed there. I was there for 2 years. And then I was fortunate to get a call to go out to New Hampshire, actually, where I was at where I went out and was the offensive line coach at St. Anselm College. Everyone asked me, how the hell did you go to New Hampshire? Never in a million years did I think I'd be in Manchester, New Hampshire for 3 years of my life. And our athletic director out there was the athletic director that was at Stevens Point when I was there. And I got to know him, got to work with him when I was a student, and built a relationship there. And job opportunity opened up, and his number two gave me a shout. I was like, hey, dude, we had an offensive line opening. You want to come on out? I'm like, oh, let's go. So I think 22, 23 years old, and I fly across the country, move across the country, and spend 3 years out in New Hampshire as the offensive line coach out there. And then just this spring, you know, I think it was enough time, and I knew I wanted to get back to Stevens Point at some point. And the timing just felt right to come on back home, and it brought me back to Stevens Point. March 1st was my first day, and we've hit the ground running since. So I've been fortunate to have really good, have a really great network, and know a lot of people that have really put me in the position where I am today, and I'm unbelievably grateful for those relationships and that network that I have.
We're talking to Taylor Lucas, again, offensive line coach and run game coordinator at UW-Stevens Point. He was a four-year starter on the offensive line for Stevens Point between 2012 and 2015. First two-time academic All-American selection in Stevens Point football history. And he just talked about two of my favorite people. His father, who I'm a big fan of, Greg, and Tony Akers. And I've known Tony a long time. I've known him more on the basketball court coaching against him than on the football field. But I'm a huge fan of his, and I think he's just a really good guy, that his future is very bright in the game of college football. Taylor, when you said, look, I knew early on that I wanted to be a coach, do you think that came from hanging out with your dad a little bit, or did you have some coaches, you know, throughout your youth and then the years at Southern Door and certainly over at Brookfield East that you thought, boy, this is really something that I want to do as well?
Yeah, there's no doubt. Like I said, my dad was an athletic trainer, and he'd always pull me to practices, and he'd always make me watch the offensive line, the defensive line. Hey, you're going to be one of these guys someday. You got to watch these guys. And, you know, just being out of the practice field and watching that happen really sunk in. I'm like, oh, man, this doesn't look like a bad job to have, right? So, you know, that really laid a foundation. And then I was obviously a big Wisconsin sports fan, and I loved what Coach Alvarez did. And that was something that, you know, kind of also laid a foundation. Like, oh, man, I'd love to do that. I'd love to go build a program. I'd love to you know, build it from scratch and be the man that starts something. So that laid a big foundation. And then just the coaches along the way, you know, you never one thing that I always appreciate is the opportunities that just show up and the opportunities that you go to and you realize, oh, shoot, I'm in a great profession. You know, the clinic this weekend was just an example of that. Getting to talk football in front of with a lot of great coaches, high school, college, pros, top to bottom, you realize, man, this is a great job. You know, it's not a job. I can't even say that. You know, what we do is we get to talk football for a living, and unbelievably blessed and grateful to do that. So I think combination of my dad and then just the people I've met along the way have really sparked that interest and generated, you know, that momentum into the coaching career for me.
Well, and I recognized that in Taylor early on, Mike, you know, and I know Taylor's dad very, very well as well. And, you know, I told Greg while Taylor was in high school that he is going to be a football coach someday. Don't kid yourself. That is what he's going to be doing. I don't care. I forget what else you were thinking about doing, to be honest with you. What did you go to college for again? I mean, your major?
Yeah, I majored in business, but I knew for the longest time. I was either going to be I wanted to be a college AD or I wanted to be a college football coach, one of the two.
Yeah. But I saw it in Taylor very, very early. And, you know, the thing that you I guess, appreciate as a coach when you're coaching kids is, you know, those that want to have a true understanding of what's going on. You know, some guys, they know their assignment or something, you know, like it's very rudimentary. But, you know, there are some that look at the game and they want to see all parts of the game, how it all fits together. And I saw that in Taylor right away. And he just was inquisitive. And he, you know, it wasn't just what do I do, but what does the rest of the line do on this play? And he's one of those rare guys that could tell everybody, you know, what their assignment was on any play, you know, and that's hard to do in the offensive line in many respects.
100%. Yeah, and we're talking again with Taylor Lucas, offensive line coach and run game coordinator for UW-Stevens Point. Hey, Taylor, you were at Southern Door, and they have a rich history of really good offensive linemen for Southern Door. And then you came down to Brookfield East. Can you talk a little bit about, you know, that feeling of, hey, look, I've my friendships and my team is here, and now I'm going to move to someplace else where I really don't know anybody. And, look, I'm sure that as soon as you walked in the door, Coach Swood was like, come here, give me a hug, you offensive lineman, you. But I would assume that you were excited to maybe go and try something new. But how difficult was that for you as a 16, 17-year-old kid moving from Southern Door to Brookfield?
Yeah. No, I think the transition, you look at that and like, oh, man, that's tough. And, you know, the way I approached it, I looked at it as just it's college before college, right? You're moving away from your friends. You're moving away from home. What I'd known for 10 years, and that's the kind of approach I did. And then there was excitement to it as well, because Southern Door High School, you know, shoot, we had 400 kids in the school, and I can't remember, it was Division IV, Division V, whatever. And it was a great program. It allowed me to get an opportunity to play a lot and again get a lot of reps under my belt. But I was looking forward to moving down moving back to the Milwaukee area where, you know, going to a bigger school like Brookfield East was, I think it was at 1,200, 1,300 kids at the time. And just to play at that level of football, and I knew the greater Metro Conference, man, it's something else to play in. And I was just excited for the opportunity. So I approached it like I was going to college a year early. And, you know, that didn't come without bumps and bruises and, you know, things. It was tough leaving my friends at up in Southern Door, but I'm still friends with those guys today, and that's the beauty of technology, I guess, that we have. But it was awesome, you know, and the coaching staff. I can't appreciate them more. You know, Coach Swiddle, obviously, but Cam and Brennan Gonnering were our strength coaches. They really brought me in and they got me in shape, which was awesome. And then my offensive line coach at Brook East, Mark Johannes, was awesome, and he really helped, you know, light that spark, light that fire. And hey, I want to learn offensive line play. So I think it's a testament to the people that you know that were on that staff, and then the people within the school. It was fun to get to build relationships in a year, and some of those relationships I still have now. So it was a challenge, but you know my approach always is okay. How can I make the most of it? And you know it ended up really working out for me. And I think I tell people this to my day to the day. You know, was if I hadn't moved to Brookfield East, I don't know if I'd be where I am today. And you know, it's a testament to Coach Swiddle and then the people that have made an impact on my life. So it was a really challenging but great experience for me.
Hey, Taylor, when you start talking about coaching kids, and look, you were not far removed when you started coaching kids that were, I guess, I don't even want to call them kids, they were 2 or 3 years younger, if that, than you. Was that a difficult thing to do early on, and have you adjusted into that you're the adult in the room?
Yeah, you know, it was unbelievably challenging because there were kids that were older than me on the team at the time. I'm a June birthday, so I'm really a young buck. So I was 21 when I first got my first job and at Carroll. And one of the things I'll never forget, and I tell all young coaches this today, and yes, I'm still a young coach, and I still live by this, is you know, it was Marty Costello again. You know, right where I am, taking this job, awesome, great, fired up for you. And what he told me, his wife was a teacher, and what he said is, hey, teachers never smile before Thanksgiving. And, you know, and that was my approach. Hey, it's so easy to come off. You got to draw the line in the sand from the start, and then you can lighten up and you build those relationships, which I truly believe you have to do. But you got to let them know, especially as a young coach, hey, I'm your coach. I'm not your buddy. And you got to draw the line in the sand from the start and say, hey, this is the way I want things done. These are my expectations. You got to do it. And then you can lighten up and you can pat your, you know, put your arm around guys. You still have to do that in this day and age, I do believe. But you can't be, hey, we're going to be buddies. We're going to hang out all the time together, this and that. But, you know, it was a challenge. But I'll never forget that word of advice. Teachers don't smile before Thanksgiving. And, you know, I live by that, and it's really helped me. It really helped me set that standard and say, hey, I'm here to coach you. We're going to be friends when you graduate, but I'm here to coach you right now. So that's a great philosophy
I live by.
Yeah,
just a great philosophy. And Mike, are we butting up into a break?
No, we're good. You know, okay. What? Because we took that break, we've got another 8 minutes or so with Taylor.
Okay, great. And you know, I'd like to have Taylor comment. You know, coming back to Stephen's point, getting back into the WEAC coaching, and you know, the top Division III. You know, football conference in the country, you know, and you were at the Division II level out in New Hampshire, and just, you know, how can you compare the two? Like, you know, what you came from there in New Hampshire to where you're back at Point, you know, I bet you it's still, you know, a high level of football, maybe even higher level of football than the league you came from.
Yeah. Yeah, it's interesting because, right, you look at Division II, you're like, oh man, that's got to be top level football. And then you look where we're at today, and Division III on paper, it should be like, oh man, where you were at in New Hampshire, you're taking a step back, and realistically, that's not the case. When I was out east, and the top end of the league was really good, and we had to, you know, we were trying to get to the top, so we had to recruit from all over the country because up in New England, it's a great spot, but there's a lot of things going on. Lacrosse is big out there, hockey's big out there, so. Football isn't necessarily the number one in a lot of kids' minds. So it was tough to recruit. And I knew, like I said, I knew where I came from. I knew the league that we're in right now is the best league in Division III. And the talent level here is unbelievable. And I was talking to some guys this weekend, like my offensive line, the offensive line we have in Stevens Point right now is bigger than the offensive line I had at a scholarship school.
Wow.
And I think I read this. I don't know if I think it's true. I read this somewhere that the reason Wisconsin football really took off was Barry Alvarez walked into a grocery store, looked at all the big people, and said, "Hey, we're gonna recruit offensive linemen here because there's big people in this
yeah.
state." And you know, it's so true. You don't realize that as a young kid that's living in it until you move away and you become a coach and you're like, "Oh man, wow, there are a lot of 6'3", 6'4", 6'5" kids in this area," and I think that's a big reason why this football. The football in the WEAC is so good, and I do believe that, you know, yes, it's a Division III conference, but it's going to compete with a lot of Division IIs, and sometimes the top end will compete with your FCS Division I schools. But no, it's a great conference, and you know, it was something that I wanted to get back to, and I was lucky to play in it. Now I'm fortunate to coach in it as well.
We're talking again, Taylor Lucas, offensive line coach at Stevens Point. You can follow him on Twitter at @CoachTJLucas, at Coach TJ Lucas. And not only is he the offensive line coach, but Taylor, talk a little bit about the recruiting areas and people that understand, especially at Division III level and Division II, there's always the recruiting part of your job. And I would assume that somebody that is still quite young, that you don't mind that getting out and watching and talking to high school juniors and seniors about coming to play offensive line at Stevens Point for you. Do you like that part of the job?
100%. Because great players make great coaches. And that's something I learned a long time ago, three or four years ago. Right?
Hey, yeah, you know, Taylor, a long time ago for you is a lot different than for me and Swiddle.
Yeah, well, I'm going to tell you, last night Taylor's telling everybody, you know, I'm talking with him, he's, you know, he's, oh, I mean, I feel really old. He's 26 years old, I just feel old. I was like, you guys.
Oh, jeez.
But anyway.
Taylor, you don't know what old is till you get to be like me, pal. I don't want to hear about it. You get out. You still got 20 hours, you know, of work day left. You go out and recruit some kids down in Chicago after we get off the air.
Yeah, exactly. I'm going to hop on the phone lines and start just calling, texting kids in this day and age. But no, recruiting is truly it's the lifeblood of any program. And I've been fortunate in the couple stops I've had to recruit some really good parts of the country. When I was out east, I recruited Atlanta, Georgia. I recruited Chicago, which is great. But, you know, the thing I never got to recruit the Milwaukee area, where I came from. And that's what I'm excited to do here. I've got the Milwaukee area for us, and I know so many coaches down here. It's a really good brand of football in state, and I'm fired up to get down here and start building relationships with kids. That's what recruiting is getting to know kids and building relationships. And I think that's the key to success when it comes to recruiting.
Absolutely. But, you know, absolutely.
It's the lifeblood. It really is.
Well, and you know, through the years, I've had an opportunity to work with just, I don't know how many college coaches who have recruited guys that I've coached. And I mean, you know, almost immediately, if a guy's a good recruiter or not, and just knowing your personality and you know how you operate, I'm sure you get close to the people you're recruiting, which is definitely going to help. And you know, obviously, you said it: good players make good coaches. And you know, so what does Stevens Point look like this fall, as you guys are coming off a very weird year and so on? I mean, what is the future of Stevens Point? How are you guys going to be this year in a very tough league?
Yeah, no, we're fired up. You know, we're fired up. We're kind of a sleeping giant in our eyes. The COVID year was tough, yes, but you got to make the most of every situation you're in. And we were fortunate to get some practices in. I was fortunate to get to know my guys and teach them the base fundamentals, the foundation of what we want to do from an offensive line perspective. But we got a great core of guys that are hungry. We got guys over the summer that are staying up here. We're doing things that we've never done before. And, you know, they're seeing it the same way. The reason I went to Stevens Point was to turn heads. You know, I've always been a believer in building things. You can go to a program that wins a lot and win. And that's great. I think it means more if you go to a program that maybe hasn't won a lot recently and to make them win. And I think that's where we're right on the cusp of taking off and being up at towards the top of the league, and if not the top of the league. So we got some really good things cooking. We get to play football this fall. We're fired up. We get to play someone else other than us, and we're really excited about that. So,
and if you get to the top of the league you're in, you know you compete for a national championship.
100%, 100%. That's the beauty of this conference, and a big reason why I wanted to, like I said, I wanted to get back to it, because I know that this league isn't a joke. You know, and like you said, Coach, if you win it, you're automatically a national championship contender. And, you know, that's what we're going to get to. That's what we're trying to build here at Stevens Point. And, you know, we want guys to come hop on board and build something special and kind of return us to what we used to be and turn some heads in the league. And that's what we're excited to do here.
We are talking to Taylor Lucas, again, offensive line coach at Stevens Point. Hey, Taylor, when you're talking to a kid, a sophomore, junior in high school, who says, hey, I think Stevens Point might be a great place for me, but I'm thinking maybe I'll go to Division II school way up in, you know, state of Minnesota somewhere. And how do you tell these kids, hey, look, they may offer you a scholarship. I coached at that Division II level, not here, not in Minnesota, but out east. Let me tell you, if you go to Stevens Point, your family's going to be able to come watch you play and to be able to say, look, I did this. I had some other offers too, but this was a great place for me, and this is why. Does that give the advantage to you to be able to talk about you being not only a former Division II football coach, but also playing at Stevens Point?
I think so. You know, I 100% agree with that. You know, when I think a lot of when I recruit and do a lot of that stuff, it's okay. Why? Where do you want to go and why? Is the things I think about. Okay, you want to be a scholarship football player? All right, go to Division II. I can't take you away from that because I can't give you money at the level I'm at. But what I can give you is a great experience. You're going to play great football and have the opportunity to compete for national championships. And it's so easy for me to say that. And you know, we joke about it in our office all the time. And, hey, you don't have to prep for recruiting at all, right? You've lived it. You know, and that's the benefit of being at your alma mater. It's just easy to talk about the great things that we've got going on at Stevens Point. You know, like I said, we're doing things that haven't been done before. We got guys on campus. We're working on some big time facility upgrades, and And, you know, we're just trying to, you know, it sells itself to, for the most part. And really it just comes down, like I said before, to the relationships and recruiting. And my goal is to build such a good relationship with a young man that he can't say no to me. You know, that's my whole thought process behind recruiting is get to know him, get to know the family, get to know everyone involved, and you know, force him to say yes for the most part and make it hard. Because it is a hard decision. You're setting up your next 4 years, but then also your 40 after that. And, you know, you got to, what I tell kids all the time, you got to do what's right for you. And that's what it comes down to.
Well, boy, we really appreciate your time, Taylor. And I can tell you that, you know, being on Twitter and watching some of the reaction that you got for what you did at the clinic, really, really positive. And I've got to believe that we need to keep our eye on you and make sure that, you know, 10 years down the road when you're the head coach at a big-time program, you remember how nice we were to you on this show so that we can get you to come back on.
Of course, anytime. I really appreciate the time this morning, and yeah, I'd love to come back on. And there's no doubt we'll keep you in mind for sure.
Man, I appreciate that. He is Taylor Lucas. We're going to get
Taylor
to a break. Other side of the break. Hey, Tom, I think it's important that we, you know, we talk to some of the sponsors and some of the people that really help out WFC and some of the missions that stuff that we're trying to accomplish, you're trying to accomplish. And our next guest, he is Eric Speltz from BSN. He is a representative for BSN and a corporate sponsor and vendor at the clinic. And thank you for setting that up, because I think it's really important that we talk to guys like that who believe in the mission of WFCA and certainly back them and back this organization, not only with their words, but with some sponsorship dollars, because I think that's important. So we'll get to a break. Other side of the break, we'll get two segments with Eric. We'll wrap this show up. This is the Pick and Save. Wisconsin Football Coaches Association show presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin on 1250 AM, The Fan. Well, welcome back to the Pick and Save Wisconsin Football Coaches Association show presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin on 1250 AM, The Fan. I'm Mike McGivern. My co-host is Tom Swiddle, associate head coach at Arrowhead. Hey, Tom, you know, as a guy who coached Taylor Lucas for a year, wow, what a good ambassador he is for UW-Stevens Point, Southern Door, Brookfield East. Man, just a good guy.
Well, he absolutely is. And he's, you know, besides being a really, really good football coach, you know, he's just intrinsically very smart. Like, he gets things, you know, and you can just tell with how, I don't know, how smooth he was on the radio during his time with us, that, you know, he's just very verbal and very personal, and you know, and that's that part of him. But I'll tell you that the part that's going to be the most important for Stevens Point is what he does on the field. You know, I've always viewed, like, offensive line play like the key to your football team. And I've always approached my offensive line coach hire, if I wasn't going to do it myself, as really the most important hire that I would have on my staff. And that sounds weird, but I truly believe that. And Stevens Point has got a good one. They are going to be very good up front, and they're going to be very competitive.
Hey, our next guest, and I teed this up a little bit, and I think you agree. You know, it's guys like Eric and the company he works for that believe in the mission statement of the WFCA so much that they're willing to partner up with the organization and say, hey, look, you want us to be part of the clinic, we're there. You need us to sponsor this part, we're there. And I just can't thank companies like this enough. And with what I do for a living here at the radio stations, I know all about guys like this that you know what, they will stand beside you and walk down that path with you and say, what do you need from us? So we're now joined by Eric Speltz from BSN. He's the representative. He's a corporate sponsor for the WFCA, a vendor at the clinic. Eric, how are you doing today?
I'm good, guys. How are you?
Good. How's the clinic going so far?
Well, the clinic was great. You know, it was so nice to be back and doing that. That has been such a staple of our annual routine, being a part of that clinic. And it was, you know, you forget just how much you missed it when we didn't get to have it last year. So it was great to be able to be there and do all the old things like we did and set up the booth and do all those things and see everybody, more importantly. That was just, it was a great time.
Yeah, and it's funny. I think there is as much interaction at this clinic than I've maybe ever seen at a clinic, you know, in terms of people are just happy to be doing something football related and to make connections with people that you haven't seen. Now, sometimes I see people only at the clinic. I see them once a year at the clinic. Well, I saw some people for the first time in 2 years this past weekend, the past couple of days. So, and you know, Mike, we have different levels of sponsorship with the WFCA. I mean, you know, there's different things that people do with us,
right,
for us. And, but BSN is a major, major sponsor of the WFCA and has been for a number of years. How long has it been, Eric?
Well, I think Tom, the relationship has actually spanned a couple of different companies. It started with a few previous iterations, and it's carried on since BSN acquired most recently Lids Team Sports. And so I got to believe it's going on 10, 12 years at least that we've had,
yes,
a relationship of some kind there, yeah.
Boy, it's so important, and I'm on your Facebook page right now, and the first thing that pops up is Coach John Mosley is a basketball coach from Netflix, Last Chance U. And Eric, I had him on another show I do called Faith in the Zone, and there's his picture. You guys are given a chance for somebody to get to meet him virtually, a virtual clinic meet and greet with John Mosley, and man, I'm a big fan of his, so that's really cool that that's on your Facebook page. Hey, talk a little bit about how the clinic this year went for you as far as just the amount of people and to be able to, again, shake hands and kiss babies, I guess. You know, getting back to doing what you guys do. And I would assume that this year there was a bigger, I guess, hop in everybody's step because they had to be excited to get back to doing what we do.
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, I would say, obviously, I think, and I don't know if it's come up earlier in the show today, but a few less people than what would be typical. But at the same time, just the familiarity that everyone felt of being back there and being able to, like Tom already said, see people that we haven't seen in a long time. We're always there excited to see coaches. We also get a chance to see other vendors that we haven't seen. And I think that was a really big theme of the time that we spent there, is just the opportunity to be out there physically seeing our customers, physically, you know, seeing other vendors, and then also being able to just see the thing that we love about the WFCA, and that's the camaraderie and the collaboration that association is known for, and being able to witness that in person again, which was really great for all of my team and all of our BSN sports reps that were there on Thursday and Friday.
Well, Mike, and you've been to the clinic,
yep,
and you know how we operate, you know how things are set up, and we have that large room that's sort of the vendor area, and to get to room one where the top speakers, you know, like our headlining guys are talking, you have to walk through the room with all the vendors, and you know, I did that several times, you know, over the last couple of days, and yeah, I saw the vendors talking among themselves as much as they were talking to coaches, it seemed. I mean, Eric, you hit it on the head. You guys were just glad to see other vendors doing the same thing you guys do.
Yeah. This would mark our first event like this of any kind since the shutdown a year ago. I mean, we haven't done any other clinics, any other events of this kind. Our company itself does a lot of in-person events normally as well. So it was even a great opportunity for our own team to see each other. We bring a lot of our reps in for this, and it was a great opportunity for them to see each other, which they haven't in a long time. So, you know, above anything else, any business that may have been done this last few days, it was really about that, and that was what we were super excited about.
Hey, Eric, can you talk a little bit about what BSN does, what you guys offer, and a little bit about that company?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, when you say what do we offer, it's hard. I know I don't probably have a ton of time, so I can't list everything. But really, the way that we approach our customers is that we want to be there for everything that any school, community organization, you know, whether it be a rec department or anything like that, needs. You know, we're first and foremost a sporting goods company. We sell equipment, we sell apparel, we sell uniforms. We represent Nike and Under Armour as two large brands that we carry, but we really carry anything and everything that our coaches, athletic directors, school principals, superintendents need. You know, we've gotten into facilities and branding which has been a big thing that we've added to our repertoire in this last year. When you're talking about decorating your school and making, you know, school spirit a big thing, that's become a big part of what we do. We had some of that on display at the show this week. You know, so it really is kind of one of those things. And what I said to the coaches when I had a minute to speak on Thursday night is, you know, anything you need, call us. You know, we can do it. And we've got in Wisconsin, we've got 36 sales pros around the state. So we've got people in every community out there. They're living amongst all those coaches. They're living in those communities and taking care of customers all over the place. And we just want to be there as a resource to help these coaches do the job that they do.
Wow. That's a lot of there's a lot of people throughout the state, no matter where you are in the state. BSN can help you out. And when you listen to Eric talk about, look, you don't have enough time to tell you everything that we offer, but we are, you know, our largest distributor of team sports apparel and equipment in the United States. That's what this company is. We're going to get to a break. Other side of the break, we'll continue our conversation with Eric Speltz, BSN representative, a corporate sponsor for the Wisconsin Football Coaches Association, was a vendor at the clinic last couple of days. I'd like to ask him if he hung out late at night like some of these coaches were doing, but I don't want to get young Eric in any kind of trouble. This is the Pick and Save Wisconsin Football Coaches Association show presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin on 1250 AM, The Fan. Welcome back to the Pick and Save Wisconsin Football Coaches Association show. As always, presented by our friends at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin on 1250 AM, The Fan. I'm Mike McGivern. My co-host is Tom Swiddle. He's the past president of the WFCA, WFCA Hall of Fame member and associate head coach at Heartland Arrowhead. And our last guest, special guest, and he's good, man, he is Eric Speltz, BSN representative. They're a big corporate sponsor for the WFCA, and we can't say thank you enough to a guy like Eric. And he was also a vendor at the clinic. Hey, Eric, you guys have a lot of competition out there. And I'm wondering, as a representative for BSN, when you talk to some of these guys that you talk to at the clinic, how do you separate what you guys do? What do you do better than your competition?
Yeah, well, I think, you know, first of all, there is a lot of competition out there. Our world is filled with, it's a very fragmented business. There's many dealers out there doing the same things that we do, selling a lot of the same products that we sell. You know, and I think they're all great. There's a lot of them that are terrific. We know a lot of those people out there, and we respect them, the heck out of them. I would say that the one thing that BSN offers, I think that may be a little bit different than everybody else, is that our sales pros really can be, you know, it's a cliched statement to say it's a one-stop shop, but you know, our message, our heart of the game message, is that we want to always be there to put time back in our coaches, our athletic directors' hands. We want to make their jobs easier. And if we can give them fewer phone calls to make, if fewer emails to send, less research to do by having a sales pro in person and right there available to them, to meet all their needs, from their small things to their, you know, as we say, socks and jocks, all the way up to they need bleachers or window perfs on the front of their school building. We can take care of everything from that and everything in between. And so we really try to, that's really where we set ourselves apart, I think, is that way, and that we can provide those resources for our coaches and ADs from top to bottom in just about everything that they do within their school.
And, you know, Mike, BSN you know, does that for the WFCA. Certainly, you know, they participate in the clinic and they have one of the largest booths and areas in the vendor area. But, you know, it's not just the clinic that they're involved with us on. They work with us in the All-Star games. They do all the apparel, all those things for the All-Star. They do it for the combine. You know, last year when we were doing the Zoom coaches clinics, we use BSN's account, and they were the host. They put that together with us. So they are so involved in what we do. They're so involved and supportive of all the things that we do that, you know, we really encourage our membership to think about BSN when, you know, they need those things that Eric just talked about.
Well, and I'm on their website, Tom, and, you know, I can't find a new car, But about any, just about anything else, when you look at the equipment and you look at the uniforms and footwear and apparel, you know, bsnsports.com. bsnsports.com is the website. And take a look at that. If you're in a position with a youth group, you know, anybody that listens to the U Sports show that I do, I can even tell you, if you listen to the home improvement show that I do, if this is something that you guys need, take a look at bsnsports.com. It's one word for apparel, footwear, uniforms. And when you go to the equipment tab, you know, yeah, there's some stuff in there that I don't know if you thought you could order from a place like BSN, but there is. And so take a look at that and understand the fact that, you know, they are such good partners with the Wisconsin Football Coaches Association. This really should be your first stop. This has to be your first stop. You know, bsnsports.com, and take a look at what they do. And when you hear Eric give that elevator speech about, look, we're a one-stop shop. That's kind of what we do. And we will take care of any issues and problems that you have, and we'll help come up with a solution. I think that's really important. Eric, how long have you been with BSN?
This would be my fifth year with BSN. The company I work for joined BSN in 2016. So I've been in the business itself and doing this for about 15 years now. But this would be my fifth year with BSN itself.
Can you imagine 14 years ago if I would have told you, hey, you're going to be making masks with with logos on for school, you know, school mascot stuff? You would have said, man, McGivern, what's the matter with you? What are you talking about? But boy, oh boy, that got to be a big piece of your business here for a minute.
It did. It was, you know, that was one thing I think that was really impressive. The company really pivoted, and when we had to, it was a need that was clear for our customers, and then it was a way for us to continue moving forward with our business when everything else kind of came to a stop. And so, yeah, it was amazing. That was a big thing that we did. You know, you mentioned the Zoom clinics before too, and that we continue. That's something that was born of this COVID situation. These online webinars that we do, and we do those weekly, all the time, different sports, different topics, you know, culture and things like that. It's really cool. And all that born of this COVID situation. And now it's become part of our culture and just a free resource that we offer to anybody that works with us out there.
Well, Mike, we've well documented today all the different ways that BSN can work with you. And again, Eric, I want to thank you and Brian and everybody with, you know, BSN, all the things you do for us. You know, it's just a constant reminder whenever we work with you on something, and just how much you care about, you know, football in our state, and we truly, truly thank you for it.
Absolutely. Hey, we appreciate it. It makes us proud to be involved with the organization. You know, we really do. We're a national company, but our team in Wisconsin are Wisconsin people, born here, men and women that have grown up here, live here. And we're really, really proud to be involved with all of the schools and communities in the state, and especially the WFCA.
That's bsnsports.com. Again, one of their slogans, experience the BSN sports difference. And when you go on that website, take a look at it. Number of different things that you can order, and there's a great way to be able to get a hold of people in your area if there's somebody that you have some questions for. Eric, thank you so much. I really appreciate a couple of minutes of your time and the fact that you guys are such a big partner with the WFCA. Hey, Tom, maybe you can get a little nap in before the Hall of Fame banquet tonight.
That is on my agenda. I'm not going to lie to you.
So if you guys are listening, Tom always keeps his phone on. So about every 4 minutes, somebody call him and just hang up on him. Let's keep him, I'm kidding. You let that boy sleep for a little while. I really appreciate Tom. John Hulk was great. Bernie Schmidt, just a really good guest, a retired coach from Cudahy going to the Hall of Fame. Certainly Taylor Lucas, offensive line coach at UW-Stevens Point. And what a great way to end the show with Eric Speltz, the BSN representative, and all the stuff that they do. Again, bsnsports.com is where you're going to want to go. Hey, Tom, have a great night. Thank you so much for setting all this up. And turn that phone off. Get a little sleep here before that banquet.
Okay, I will do that.
You got it. Eric, thank you for your time. I really appreciate it. Jeff, great job today. getting us back on the air with the issues that we had. So thank you for that. And everybody, thank you so much for listening. This is the Pick and Save, Wisconsin Football Coaches Association show presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin on 1250 AM, The Fan. The ball, and it's knocking heads and talking trash. It's slinging mud and dirt and grass. It's I got your number, I got your back. When your back's against the wall, you mess with one man, you got a song.